She too had poetry at her command, new words that sang and were spells and beat drums. Kiss me. She closed her eyes. She let her voice sink to a sleepy murmur. Kiss me till I'm in a coma. Hug me, honey, snuggly. The savage caught her by the wrists, tore her hands from his shoulders, thrust her roughly away at arm's length. Ow! Oh, you're hurting me! Oh! She was suddenly silent. Terror made her forget the pain. Opening her eyes, she had seen his face. No, not his face. A ferocious stranger's, pale, distorted, twitching with some insane, inexplicable fury, aghast. But what is it, John? She whispered. He did not answer, but only stared into her face with those mad eyes. The hands that held her wrists were trembling. He breathed deeply and irregularly, faint almost to imperceptibility, but appalling. She suddenly heard the grinding of his teeth. What is it? She almost screamed, and as though awakened by her cry, he caught her by the shoulders and shook her. Whore! He shouted. Whore! Impudent strumpet! Oh, don't! Don't! She protested, in a voice made grotesquely tremulous by his shaking. Whore! Please! Damned whore! A gram is better! She began. The savage pushed her away with such force that she staggered and fell. Go! He shouted, standing over her menacingly. Get out of my sight, or I'll kill you! He clenched his fists. Vanina raised her arm to cover her face. No, please, John, don't! Hurry up, quick!